Here's today's federal newscast. I'm Eric White. The regulations to compete federal jobs with the private sector remain on ice. House lawmakers continue the prohibition of using any funding to pay for competitions using Office of Management and Budget Circular A76. It included the longstanding provision in the 2018 omnibus spending bill passed last week. That bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. 100 years in the books for the National Federation of Federal Employees. NEFE National President Randy Irwin says government had no structured pay, benefits, or job classification system when the union formed back in 1917. He says feds have made progress since then, but lawmakers continue to find ways to undermine those protections. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer and 11 other lawmakers sign a resolution recognizing NEFE and its 100th birthday. Noel Francisco is confirmed as the next Solicitor General. The Senate sends him through with a 50-47 vote along party lines. Francisco made a name for himself defeating the Obama administration when it tried to expand presidential recess appointment powers. He also got former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald's conviction vacated. The Postmaster General, Megan Brennan, has two senators down her neck for late mail delivery. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
Claire McCaskill and Heidi Heitkamp urge Brennan to better train supervisors at postal processing and distribution centers. The pair respond to an August Postal Inspector General finding that 2 billion pieces of mail were delayed in 1 year, costing $85 million in unrealized revenue, and misreported by the Postal Service. The Oversight and Government Affairs Committee members say the poor performance reflects badly on postal management. I'm Tom Temin.
A career entrepreneur and innovator is tapped to lead NIST.
President Donald Trump nominates Dr. Walter Kopin to head the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Kopin would come to NIST after spending almost the last 3 years as president and CEO of the IP Engineering Group. He also is the founding member of the Rocky Mountain Innovation Partners. During his career, Kopin held executive positions in the energy and building materials sectors. He also was managing director of technology commercialization and partnerships at the Brookhaven National Laboratory. Kopin still must be confirmed by the Senate. I'm Jason Miller.
U.S. Cyber Command and the National Security Agency may need separate leaders. The two organizations are both headed by Admiral Mike Rogers, who says during a speech at an Air Force Association conference, the leadership post needs to evolve with the landscape. Former NSA Director Michael Hayden was more direct, saying two leaders are needed. Despite the risks, the Air Force says it's looking for as many ways as it can to delegate decision-making authority to operational commanders. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more.
The Air Force Chief of Staff plans to issue a memo in the next 1 to 2 weeks giving wing commanders the authority to override rules surrounding how much rest time pilots get between missions. General David Goldfein says crew rest is not a particular problem at the moment, but the Air Force is trying to send the message that wing and squadron commanders need more authority to run their missions without spending time filling out paperwork to ask for permission from higher headquarters. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
A Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on the recent collisions involving Navy ships attempts to explain how the incidents occurred. Navy Secretary Richard Spencer says Congress has added too many training requirements over the years, while committee members point out several recommendations from the Government Accountability Office have not been implemented by the Navy. During this time of budget tightening, the Army wants to make sure it's spending money on the equipment it needs. It's launching another strategic portfolio analysis and review this year. 820 of its equipment programs are expected to be ranked by order of importance. This is the second SPAR the Army will conduct this year. Find these stories at federalnewsradio.com and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White.